Welcome to Revenge of the Triforce, a podcast where three millennial nerds talk about whatever they feel like talking about, but mostly nerd stuff, because that's what they are. And if you are too, you'll love this podcast. And even if you're not a nerd, you'll love it too, because it's funny, so just listen to it. You already started listening to it. Why don't you finish something for once in your life? Sorry, I think that was my inner voice talking to myself. Sorry about that. Without further ado, give it up for your hosts, Jeff, Eric, and Tommy.
Oh, hello. Welcome. Welcome to The View. I am your host, Barbara Walters. Wait, nope.
I'll be
Did
whoopsie.
Did she die?
I'll be whoopsie.
I'm whoopi. Okay, you get with you be whoopi. Didn't Barbara Walters die? I completely
Maybe
messed
that
she
up. Did. I'll be Hugh Downs, though.
Hugh Downs?
Yeah.
We're ladies.
And 2020.
Can I just say something?
That I
just
Can I immediately say something?
Yeah, I figured this out.
Oh, you found the soundboard.
I found the soundboard, guys.
Good job.
So,
yeah.
So good. Love
it. It's
that.
Over there where it says open soundboard. It's been hiding in plain sight this whole time. So
Jeff's gonna
try to resist the temptation to punch a button for everything we say.
Yes, we can do
how
it.
How are you boys doing? How are you ladies doing today? Ladies of the View, how are we doing?
Just fine. Just pleasant. I'm just, you know, enjoying the day. I'm so happy. I love these days because we get to record, you know, by the end of the night. It's such a nice little dessert icing on the cake for me. So I enjoy it.
It is. We get
Super
to spend
fun.
The evening with each other. Jeff, what have you been up to? It's summer.
Oh, you know, well, just was preparing for summer. I got the patio all set up. I got all the twinkle lights on it and all the
Ooh,
trees
twinkle.
Wrapped. So at night it kind of looks like a, you know, a Disney little theme forest there, so
just in time for us to stay inside and play Diablo for the next two
weeks. Yeah, which came out, so it's like, all right, here's Diablo, sit inside. Well, I was gonna move the TV out on the patio so I could still
what
sit
do
outside, put the
rains?
Bonfire on and still play, so you know.
What are you doing? It rains. You move the TV back in. Like,
oh,
what,
there's
that
a patio
work?
There's a screen in patio too, so I can move over there.
You smart, just get another TV guy. Dummy.
Yeah, duh.
Every time the TV gets rained on, you just go buy another TV.
Just toss it in the forest, and you get another one.
Oh, my God. I am officially on summer break.
Love it.
I have been on summer break for about a week now, and I'm living it up. I have no idea what day it is. Actually, no, I do know today's Wednesday because we record on Wednesdays. That's the only, like,
only source
that's
of
the
truth.
Only way I know what day it is during the summer. If I'm eating tacos, I know it's Tuesday because we do Taco Tuesday in our house. That's a tradition.
Yeah,
if we're recording this podcast, I know it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So,
we're your North
this is like
Star
my
for sure.
Anchor point for sure. But Jeff, I want to do a callback because ever since we did our Japan episode and you told me about 7-Eleven in Japan. And I laughed at you because I was like, you go all halfway around the world and you just go hang out at 7-Eleven. I did not know, and you told me this for the first time, I learned this from you, that 7-Eleven was a Japanese thing. Like, it started in Japan.
Yep.
And now ever since we had that conversation, I think this is an example of one of those things where, you know, they say Facebook listens to your conversations. I think Facebook heard the conversation because I'm seeing nothing but Japanese convenience store videos. On social media now, they're sure it's all these influencers. They're like, come with me to Japanese 7-Eleven or see what I eat for dinner at.
Oh, and the
7-Elevens
over there
store.
Are way better than here.
I know. And these videos are amazing. There's this one where this guy's like, first, we're going to go to the bread section and pick out a bun. And it's like this wrapped bun. And he takes it out and it looks like the fluffiest, most delicious thing ever. And then he's like, now we're going to take a piece of chicken from the chicken. There's like a whole section of meat. And you choose your meat to put on your sandwich, and then he eats it, and it's the most delicious looking thing ever. And then at the end, they always tell you how much it costs. He's like, this whole meal cost $1.35 in American. I'm like, why was I born in this country? I need to be in Japan. Like, that seems like the most amazing thing ever. So I've been seeing nothing but these videos. The algorithm has been showing me so many Japanese 7-Eleven convenience store videos.
Well, you're welcome. And your ignorance has served you well.
And I want to experience it.
I'm just shocked that the purpose of 7-Eleven isn't to wander in there at 2 in the morning after a long night of drinking, partying, and to just stroll the aisle like it's fucking Wonka's chocolate factory.
That's what
and
we do.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main purpose for 7-Eleven here in America is we just fuck shit up.
We have like ghetto 7-Eleven here in this country. They have amazing 4-star 7-Eleven in Japan. Like we have, what kind of food do you get? We have taquitos. That's about it. I like the little, the taquitos that have been rolling for 48 hours and you just take the one that looks the least burnt.
It's pretty generous, 48 hours. Definitely 14 days.
It's probably a lot longer than that. But those things, you know, they're delicious, but like, I wonder, do they have those in Japan, Jeff? Do you know the go-go taquitos?
They don't, because I looked. They absolutely do
you
not
look?
Have go-go
oh,
taquitos
tell me you
or anything close like that. I mean, the Japanese use 7-Eleven as, you know, almost like a small, like grocery store as well. It's not just...
Right.
And like, they respect the store, I'm assuming. We just go in there
God.
And destroy
it. Oh my God, it's the cleanest place you've ever seen.
Respectful establishment.
Even the employees there, they're all smiling and they say thank you and they bow. And all the machines there, there's an employee back there, but they just stand there because everything's automated. So you put your, whatever you're buying on the counter, they scan it. And then the machine tells you what to do. Either you put the cash in the machine, then it gives you all your money back. Or you just put your card in the machine. You don't really, they don't really do much there.
Here's a question. Do they have Slurpees? Because that's a staple for me. And what kind of flavors do they have if they have Slurpees?
I think that is an American thing.
Oh, boy.
No Slurpees in Japanese 7-Eleven.
I mean, you can get beer.
I want a Slurpee.
I know you want a Slurpee because that's what we used to do when we were young. We drive
Slurpee and taquito.
Yeah.
I don't think they have
they
it.
They don't have
don't
like plum flavor Slurpees.
It would be
in
such
Japan.
A
yeah, they don't really have them there. They have what they have is like because it's Japan and they're very, you know, let's be healthy to our bodies and let's be respectful. They have these
you lost
like
me. You lost me there.
Something about
well,
bodies.
Yeah, because in Japan, yeah, they're you know they're way more health conscious than we are here. They have these like fruit machines where you can make fruit like healthy, like Slurpees that way, where you put in like
air just recoiled in disgust.
And you put in like strawberries and things like that, and then it makes a smoothie. So
I'll fix this. I want a soy sauce slushy, please.
So the soy sauce slushy.
They have like fruit smoothies, like healthy smoothies, but they don't have Slurpees.
Damn. Okay, well that's interesting.
So I'm never going there.
Well, I'm slightly less interested.
They also don't have like the giant gulp that we get at our 7-Elevens because they just made that for the dumb Americans. Like, here we go,
double gulp.
They don't do that either.
So them coming over here, they must be so excited to be like, oh my God, it's a 7-Eleven. Let's go in there, and it's the armpit of America that has shown
it's
up.
It's just trashed.
And they're like
what is this?
That's how we treat everything here, opposed to there.
It's like we just bastardized their.
Oh my gosh, it's an American hot dog. I'll take
company.
Two. Are you
American
are you fucking
cuisine?
Sure? Yeah,
I've heard about this, and they get it. And it's like a crusty 72
that
hour.
That is an American thing. Get something new, and let's destroy it, and just make
that
it.
That is true. Shit. Yeah, we've done that with a lot of.
I mean,
do you
remember during the FIFA when Japan when they played at the end, they'd pick up all their trash, and it was like all over the news here. Like, oh my God, we can't believe they did that, and they're like, this is just what we do. We respect our area that we were in, and we're not a bunch of savages.
No, we just toss it outside. That's fine.
But here,
oof, oh boy, oops. We're a big old whoops over here.
Big old whoops.
A little sad horn on that.
That was good. Okay.
I like that. You've earned
good
your
timing.
Privileges
well,
back.
I wanted to, so earlier today, so I got a month trial of Spotify premium.
Oh,
I've been struggling to find a music streaming service because I still use iTunes. You guys use iTunes still, or am I a boomer?
I'm definitely a boomer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a YouTube Premium, which also comes with YouTube Music, which I find great. I make playlists and everything. I think it's better than Spotify because you also...
I still use iTunes because my thing is I paid for all this music back in the day. I don't want that money to get just flushed down the toilet. You know what I mean? I don't want, like, I paid for this music. Plus, I like to make my own playlist and carry it with me. But anyway, I know I'm a boomer, but regardless, I did get Spotify Premium, and on Shuffle, a song came on earlier today from Now That's What I Call Music 4.
Oh my God. Oh
boy. Which, that was the first album I ever bought with my own money, by the way.
Oh boy.
Now,
well,
and this was, Now 4 came out, I should have Googled this and had it ready.
19.
Yeah, it was before the year 2000.
98. Now that's maybe?
2000. It was 2000.
Oh wow.
July 2000. So exactly like 23 years ago.
Holy shit.
And boy, are there some bangers on this. And what are they up to now? Now That's What I Call Music. You see the commercials still come on. What are they up to now? Like how many?
Like 76 somehow. I don't understand their math, their metric system. How are they counting these albums? Because they went from like now to like now 15, and then they started skipping centuries.
Right.
I swear.
And didn't they go to like now X for a while?
Nowx. I think you're right.
And it's like maybe, and it's like Pokemon now. There's like now Diamond, now Pearl. No, it's ridiculous. There's like so many of them, and they just keep cranking these.
Why now? There's people that still work. There's an accounting department at the Now CD Music Factory.
Hey now.
And they're still putting out CDs.
Yeah. Above nothing else.
They're putting up just mixes because that's the kids one, the Kids Bops or whatever.
I hate Kids Bop, by the way. I'm anti-Kids Bop. I will never play Kids Bop. Kids Bop is very popular in like the elementary school setting. A lot of gym teachers play Kids Bop. I refuse. I am hashtag defund Kids Bop. It's garbage. Good.
There's only I hate one. It. There's only
you are
one
a good gym teacher there.
There's
Bob.
Only one good Kids Bop song at all, and it's "Bring Me to Life" by Evanescence. It's the worst fucking. Why no. Kids? Wake me up inside. They have no clue what they're singing about, but they
there's
force
a Kids,
kids
Bop.
To sing them.
The one thing that I find amusing about Kids Bop is how they change the lyrics. Like, there is a Kids Bop version of Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, God.
Like, they take the, and I don't know, I've never actually read through the lyrics, but I'm like, wow, I respect that. There's somebody's job. Somebody's job is to go through those lyrics and make them kid friendly.
Yep. That's a no-no word. We're going to say
that.
But
I look, like, I'll find songs that I like. And that I know my students will like, and I will look up the lyrics and make sure there's nothing too, you know, questionable on there. And if they're clean enough, I'll add them to my, I call it my kid workout playlist, which you can look it up on Spotify, Angry Gym Teacher Mix. I put it out there for everybody to use. And it's all kid-friendly music that's actually fun to listen to. And it's not Kids Bop. Screw Kids Bop. Don't listen to Kids Bop. Yeah. Defund Kids Bop.
Fuck Kids Bop is the moral of this episode.
Exactly. But I want to run through these tracks because, guys, these are some bangers. Now that's what I call
Let's
music
do it.
For.
Let's dig
like,
in.
It's like a time capsule, okay? So number
it's probably
one
gonna
here.
Be like my playlist when I have a bonfire because I always go back to the 90s.
Probably. So we got Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think if we do like 10-second little chunks of these songs or 15 or something and
sprinkle them in while we're talking.
Okay.
About
All right. Let's
Backstreet
kick it
Boys
off.
from Millennium. This is, I mean, I still get goosebumps when this one comes out.
This song.
Turn it up a tiny bit there. Ooh. I remember eighth grade.
Oh.
We were jamming out to this song.
I mean, when this comes on, this is like, all right, get your puka shell necklaces out, get your rollerblades on, get
your spike your frosted tips.
Yeah, it's way too close to home, but you're right.
This was swim team music. Every time we go on swim meet, we'd be sitting in the grass with our blankets on the ground with our little boom box playing Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
Speaking of Britney, next track we see here
Britney
is
bitch.
You Drive Me Crazy, Britney Spears.
Oh my god. And real big shout out to Larger Than Life though. They were like, they had like Transformers in that fucking music video. I remember it.
Yeah. Speaking of Britney, is she okay?
Don't think so.
I don't know, but
if you follow her on Instagram, she doesn't seem well.
No.
And I'm worried about her.
Yeah,
I really
am. But she still sells out concerts like Taylor Swift wise. Like,
but
I don't understand.
we did the whole Free Britney thing, and she got set free, and now it just doesn't, like, you wonder, was that the right decision? Because she's just doesn't seem, like, she's posting some weird stuff.
She's,
She does a lot of spinning in her videos.
She does a lot of spinning.
Check out her.
She does a lot of just standing. She stands in front of the camera and just kind of, like, rocks back and forth and, like, does weird looks, and they're, like, really
and then all of a sudden
videos.
She's naked.
In it.
Right?
Yes. And, like, you know, those ones, they end up getting taken down, and some of them you're just watching, and it just makes you feel uncomfortable watching.
Well, she drives us crazy.
Maybe it's like what is it? Interpretive.
Oh, you're playing, this is Mark Anthony now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. What else did he come out with?
You sang to me. Oh, when you sang to me.
Britney Spears I don't know about that over 42 million followers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. we want Britney to get well. So Britney, if you're listening to this, just
Britney,
take a breather.
We need to know if you're well.
Talk to a therapist.
This song just takes way too long to fucking get going. You know, I just it's so
this
slow.
One. I'm pretty sure I used to skip this one, but
I did
not skip the next one.
Oh, here
one.
We go. We just gotta let our listeners, because the beginning. I'll shut up. It's so good.
Are you playing Mandy?
There it is.
Oh, Mandy. Oh, okay. Mandy. So,
in the fucking
you listeners, Jen, if anybody in Gen Z listening to this right now, you know her as the actress from This Is Us. Okay? But she is Mandy fucking Moore.
You had.
And
the,
she was
you
a goddess.
With her.
Is. Oh, I was. I had the poster of her standing in the field of flowers. And
oh,
she's
yeah.
just. She's got this adorable smile, and she's holding like a daisy in her hand.
Tell us more about it.
I got made fun of because I got that poster when I was, I don't know, 16, 17 years old. And she was about 18 maybe in the poster, but I still had it on my wall like all through college. So people would come over and be like, do you have a teenager on your wall? And I'd be like, shut up, it's Mandy Moore.
At the time.
Yeah. Oh my God, Blue by Eiffel 65.
This was my jam. This was
this
my
banger jam. Like just came out before the CD. They were so lucky to have it.
We would play that, Tommy. Remember in Benjamin, we would sit in like by the gym in middle school with Zach's boombox with Pokemon stickers all over it and play this song every morning.
This song plays in Iron Man 3.
Yes, it does.
And there's remixes.
Yes, it does.
And I love that movie. That's one of my favorite MCU movies. I watch it every Christmas because it's a Christmas movie.
It really is. What is this? Oh my God.
This is one. Turn it up a little bit. Oh, that's what this song is.
Like a one and all, this is a one-hit wonder for sure.
Because Sonic, I have no idea who that is. Can't picture her.
Jeff, I want to hear you hit those notes when it comes.
This is a four-minute-long song. This
it really
is. This is a slow burn.
Get it going, Sonic. Here she comes.
There we go. Okay, so that's what this song is.
Was it me or her?
We wanted to actually hear her hit it. But...
Oh, okay.
What's the girl in the Fifth Element when she hits that one pitch?
Oh my God, it's deafening.
The blue lady,
Lenny Kravitz. Where the fuck has that guy been? Just chilling with his millions. I mean, who doesn't?
And his daughter.
His daughter is the new Catwoman.
Yes,
right?
She is.
Yeah, she was great.
She was great.
Okay, let's go Savage Garden here.
Yeah. Oh boy.
This was a banger for sure.
This was definitely a slow couple skate song.
Yeah,
like, people, we're in fifth fucking grade. Or are you gonna ask her to skate?
We're going to the flight.
And you're skating to this song. I knew I loved you. Like, I'm fucking 11. Do you like my puka shell necklace tonight? My mom's picking me up a little bit later. I don't know. Whatever.
You want some gushers? We can share.
So spiky and hard.
Yo, do you want to go get a baby bottle pop after this?
Go check out my new Furby.
Furby.
Oh, shit.
I have no idea what this next one is.
Oh boy, hey, let's turn the lights down low, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to
this
the
does not
Rot
sound
Pod.
Like, yeah,
it's late
this
night
does not
hour.
Sound like year 2000 to me. Yeah, this does sound like a late night porno.
Oh, here
song.
We go.
There we go.
Spicy.
J-Lo.
Yeah,
a little bit of spice.
This is definitely a roller skating song.
The song, if I remember, the music video was like all green lasers and shit. Like it was the year 2000. It was so exciting.
It sounds like green lasers, like when I hear just the beat, I think green lasers in my brain.
She got so excited by The Matrix that she had to do a music video about it.
That's right, because that was the year 2000. I mean, that was like still hot back then. Everyone was still coming down from that high of seeing The Matrix for the first time.
Oh, here we go. And then they pepper in these songs. Like,
Get It On Tonight by Mom.
Never heard
Jordan.
Of this man.
No, nope. They really hit a beat and then they kind of bring it down there.
I don't remember this one.
Well, we do have some bangers coming up here.
There we go. What is this one?
Oh. Steal My Kisses.
Steal
Ben Harper and the
wow.
Innocent
Wow, this is that old?
Wait,
holy
hear it.
Fuck.
You're playing Steal My Kisses by Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, right?
Yeah. This is 23 years old.
Really?
I don't know why I thought this was like a college song.
Well, we did listen to the same music in college.
Yeah, true.
I mean, this kind of blended middle school to high school to college.
I think we got some Smash Mouth coming up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Smash Mouth really just...
Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth really smash it. Really got the whole 90s in one package.
Yeah.
His music videos. If you want to be like, what were the 90s like? Watch a Smash Mouth music video.
Yeah.
Yeah. His,
or the
his,
Barbie girl.
The guy, the singer with the pencil beard. I think
yes.
That every time I hear that, I can just picture his face with the douchey sunglasses and the pencil thin goatee.
didn't he, like, he was at a concert playing and he got shit faced and started
yeah,
arguing?
Yeah, that was
wow.
recent.
Yeah,
yeah he's not
Everybody's
doing
like,
well
is
either.
He okay? Should he be with Britney?
Looks like he's having a mental breakdown.
Yeah. He and Britney both need to see somebody. They need to talk to somebody.
Meet Virginia.
Okay, this was when Train first came on the scene, right?
Yeah,
this was one of the first
then.
Hits. Because they,
Drops
when I think
of
Train. Right, no. Drops of Jupiter was later, wasn't it? Because when I think of Train now, I think of Drops of. That's one of my favorite songs. But
yeah,
this was, I think, one of their first songs. And it's about a trashy lady named Virginia.
Fuck yeah, it is. Oh my god, this next song.
Well, this is like Mr. Jones. Which
all right,
is
this
another
next
song
hurts my throat immediately.
Macy Gray?
Yes. Like.
That was her thing.
It sounds like it hurts.
It sounds like she smoked two packs of cigarettes before she got into the studio.
I try to speak and it can't come out.
Did she have any? Was this a one-hit wonder? Because
I know this song was huge.
But Macy Gray, okay, she had a few songs. The next band on here, though, had lots of songs.
Oh, yeah.
We got Hanson, folks.
Yes. They made a comeback. They did a Mbop 2.0 just like this summer.
Did they really?
The next epic song because
yeah,
these guys.
Oh, you're just looking at the next song.
Well, I couldn't.
Don't cheat.
Sorry, right, Hanson. I was like,
yeah, this Hanson song is boring.
My way, another minute, come my way. This time around, all right, I like it.
All right, it's growing on me.
Obviously,
but here we go.
Still popular today.
Did they just got back together, didn't they? Blink
182. Oh, the drummer, super cool. What's his name?
Travis Barker.
Yeah, Travis Barker. But yeah, they just got back. And tickets are going for, like, I think minimum 500 each.
Jesus.
It seemed like what I would love to. This was our Jackass time. This was the Jackass days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
This is when we were in Tommy's backyard with the sled. In the summer, attached to the golf cart.
Oh my god, that was such a bad idea. We wanted to be the guys on Jackass, so we attached. We had this go kart that my brother and I sold pumpkins to save up for, and so we got this go kart. It was like our favorite childhood toy, and we attached a plastic sled to the back. This was in the middle of summer, so there was no reason we should be in. like sleigh.
I don't know.
There was a lot of friction. A lot of friction.
We filmed it.
And we filmed it, and I added like effects to make it like Jackass. I put the music in there, the bow, 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 that whole thing. And it was, we called it grass luge.
Oh.
Not grass sledding, because we had to lay down in the
Yeah.
I forgot grass luging.
And helmets, like, to make it look dangerous, even though we were probably going like 5 miles an hour.
Can I just say, and I hope we do a Jackass episode more towards the summer, because Jackass always reminds me of the summer.
We should.
But kids now will never understand that crazy, weird Jackass phase. Like, they don't, you know, now it's on TikTok pranking people and just being like a bunch of little shits, or like, check out my Twitch channel. Are. Back then, we took cameras. Jackass came out and they specifically said, don't try this at home. We all tried it because we're like, we're doing that tomorrow. We're going to try that and film it. And kids these days, they'll never, I don't think any that'll ever happen again.
No, not at all. Back then, there was an element of like respect and art to
and
it.
Surprise. And like, people weren't doing that shit. Like, people weren't like,
no.
Like in a fucking old man suit, like, yeah, you know, just.
I mean, watch the first season is on Paramount Plus, and those first few episodes, Knoxville is insane.
Yeah,
he's got a camcorder
injured.
With a
he
buddy.
Is not well. Talk about Brittany not being well. Knoxville has had so many concussions. That guy is not well.
And Steve-O's doing great though.
You're right about Steve-O is sober now. He's like,
Bam,
he's doing
poor
great.
Bam.
Yeah.
Bam is not doing great.
But we should do an episode on, you know, Viva La Bam and Jackass.
But going back to the, because you made a good point about the TikTok being the new Jackass. They're not doing it right.
It's not cool though.
The
they're
TikTok
not
pranks,
stunts.
No. They're obnoxious. I saw this one that popped up on my algorithm, and it's this kid who runs up to this fast food, and they torture these poor fast food employees. He runs up to this guy. He's like, hey, can I borrow your broom? The guy's like sweeping in the lobby. He's like, okay, sure. He gives the guy his broom. The guy runs with the broom to the kitchen and just starts dunking it in the deep fryer. The employee runs up to him, rips it out of his hands, and then you see in the caption that this guy ended up getting arrested. And I was like, good.
Yeah, no shit.
Good. What is you being Kids. A little shit? Like, you gotta, that's not how to do it. That's just
I
being
saw
a dick.
One where the guy went up behind a guy in an ATM and then put a mask over his face and said he was gonna rob him.
Oh my God.
And then this other big dude came out of nowhere and clocked the one guy who was saying he was gonna arrest him in the face. He had a gouge by his nose, and it's just saying, "I'm gonna sue you. It's a prank. It's a prank." It's like, no,
it's
not
a
prank.
Prank. No, that's just being a dick. You can't just be. There's an art to it. There's a finesse to it that the show Jackass really.
Yeah.
Like and I don't know if respect is the right word because we're talking about pranks where people do ridiculous shit to each other, but. I don't know, respect or finesse or maybe just art. It was an art form.
It really is. The key to it all is if both parties are laughing by the end of said prank, that is a fucking great prank.
Right.
If one person's pissed off or trying to fight you in the face.
Exactly.
That's the problem on kids now, though, because you just see them, like when the Rick and Morty, that sauce came out, remember at McDonald's or something, and the kids were like screaming on the table that they wanted. I think it's just the kids now are just these kind of spoiled, entitled little shits.
Well, here's the thing, though, right? Like
that Jackass guys, their parents just left it. Like even us, we were just all right. Get on your bike, and we'll see you.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. We got to be honest with ourselves. If us three were born in the world where we were. Grown up and it's all about likes and comments and subscribers. I don't think we would go to the nth degree and like beat somebody up just for like it's a prank bro, but hey, we would be doing some stupid ass shit just to put it on the internet for sure.
Right. Not cool shit. I mean, grass luging harmed no one but us involved.
True.
Yeah. But like, I think that's the thing now. Like the kids are growing up in a world where like they don't know anything but likes and subscribers, and it's like, well, how do I get there? How do I get friends and fans? It's like, well,
and we did our fair share. I mean, like I can remember one time in high school, there was a display of jack-o'-lanterns at my high school. They were like these little kids made them. I think it was a church group that like put them on display, and I went with a guy that I was working with, and we smashed every single one of those pumpkins. Like, we just ripped those things to shreds. And then I went home, and I was overwhelmed with guilt. So I took the golf cart by myself with a big trash can, and I went back to the site, the scene of the crime, and I cleaned up all the jack-o'-lantern scraps. So the kids came to school that next day and were probably just like, what happened to all the jack-o'-lanterns? They just disappeared. Did somebody steal them? No, it was me. I smashed them.
And
just
then
to
I
be
cleaned
a dick.
Up the crime scene.
And there was no excuse for this back then because there was no cameras. Like, it wasn't, there were no likes involved. Yeah. There was no chance of me going viral. We were just being dicks. So, I mean, my point is we did do our fair share of shit that was just obnoxious and annoying, but not to the degree that these TikTok pranksters are doing these days. It's gotten out of control.
Yeah. These fucking kids.
Kids,
moral of the story,
kids.
Goddamn,
right
these
on
kids.
That. Moving on.
Damn kids and their TikToks.
Pivot, Jeff, pivot.
So since we're talking music, Eric, I know we were having you stream something, but I'm just gonna send something to you if you don't mind playing it for everyone.
Oh, okay. Where am I sending it to?
Yeah, I'm just...
It's a mystery. What are you sending?
I'm just putting it there in... Eric, oh, just do your stream and we'll...
It's going to be a surprise.
Oh, is this it? The ultimate love song?
Yeah.
Oh, it says, hold up. You're about to play some crazy shit. Oh, wait, hold on. There's an ad. So that's playing. Baby, she's
got it. We can't hear it. I think you have
to... Oh, I can hear it. Oh, my God, there's two. Don't worry, you're getting two ads.
We can't hear it.
What year are you doing?
There we go. Yeah, you guys can't hear it, but hold
I
on.
Can't hear it.
Well, yeah, put it. Yeah, do your.
There we go. Let's do it now. You guys should be able
right,
to hear
now
it.
Let's. All right, everyone. Does anyone remember this shit?
All right, ready? In 3, 2, fuck yeah!
Oh, yes. Imagine owning the world's greatest love songs by the greatest voices of our time.
Oh my God. Michael Bolton before he hit Lonely Island. In a lifetime he had no idea he was going to do that.
Why are they always by a fucking window?
I don't know.
They're in a house.
Moonlight.
Oh, here we go.
The moonlight.
Now we're at the beach. Watching?
The Ultimate Love Songs Collection.
Ultimate Love Songs Collection. There we go.
36. Luther Vandross.
Mariah Carey. Neil Diamond.
36 beautiful songs.
There's Rod Stewart. Shout out to Claudia. It's her favorite.
Rod Stewart.
Every time you go away. Dion.
Phil Collins. I'll always love you, but not Whitney Houston. That was weird. I didn't know.
Gloria Estefan. Get the
ultimate love songs Cindy Lauper.
On two CDs for just $26.99.
$26.99.
In my life.
Oh yeah.
You're the end.
Hold on. Can we just go back to that?
So
almost $30 for two CDs. Nowadays, $10 a month, you get all of these songs.
Yeah.
You're pretty much an infinite library on these streaming services. But
wait. Oh my God. This is just so good.
It's just the background ocean.
And all the hair. Look at all the hair.
All for one.
Falls in the sky. Everybody's literally just listening to us sing now. Love that.
Yeah. People can hear this, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so this will be in the recording.
This is so in the recording.
Otherwise this episode is gonna suck if people have not been able to hear.
Lionel Richie. Oh my God. So Jeff, you sent that to me. Explain.
So, you know, anyone who was around, I don't know, 90s, early 2000s, late at night. This shit, you could be watching Adult Swim or, you know, just going to bed to a movie, and then this would wake you up because it'd be so fucking loud.
Yeah.
Because the commercials for the, you'd be hearing like a soft noise, and then you'll just hear Celine Dion at like full blast volume.
Oh my God, I've got one for you. This is going to unlock a memory, I hope.
Oh boy.
Ready?
Imagine a world where time drifts slowly. A world where music carries you away.
Oh, there we go.
The perfect soundtrack not bad, for your way of life. I would rather buy this one.
Oh my god, I forgot about the song.
I don't know what the fuck this is. I recognized Enya.
Fuck yes, Pyramoods. Okay, sorry. Away, I had to cut you away, off because it made away. Me think about that immediately.
The podcast first. We've learned how to play videos and music and words.
Yeah, this is a very just music. Experimental.
I think we're on to something new here.
Yes, we're going to have a blast.
We're going to have a blast. We have, you know, we found something, guys.
Hey, all right.
We did. This is... And also, there was another late night commercial that came on, Jeff, back in the late 90s, early 2000s. It started with a little tropical theme. But, you know, we would change the channel naturally because we weren't allowed to watch that stuff. What was it, Girls Gone Wild?
Oh, good. No, we're not
canceled.
Gonna do
Girls... Canceled. Yeah. But no, like that was for people that don't know why they had those time slots to sell those CDs. It was for people that I guess were awake at the time, right? Like,
obviously, yeah.
Like adults awake at 2-3 in the morning.
I think it probably has something to do with being when you're up that late, you're tired, or maybe you're just an insomniac. You're probably more likely to make an impulse purchase when you see, you're like, oh my God, this music is amazing. And you pick up the phone and you dial the number and you order it right away. Because like in the middle of the day when you're making important decisions and you're fully awake and caffeinated, you're probably less likely. You're probably like, you know, $30? No, I need to put that towards bills.
Yeah.
But late at night, you're like, hell yes. Yeah. This song, this album sounds amazing.
Yeah, and or like QVC or some shit where you're buying, like, why am I buying, like, Serenity Stones? I don't know. It's going to help me sleep.
And people do the same thing nowadays with Amazon, I think. Surfing the, you know, shopping on Amazon late at night, laying in bed. You wake up the next day and you're like, oh, God, what did I order?
Or, like, drunk shopping. I've only done that once. I've done that once. I don't even remember what I bought, but I had a package, like, 2 days later. It was a mystery gift, and I don't even remember what the fuck it was.
Literally, 2 days ago, an Amazon package dropped on my porch. I opened it up. It was a Star Trek hat that I ordered. I didn't need it.
Okay.
I just saw it, and I wanted it.
So good. Yeah. So good. Well, hey, with the whole music theme here, boys, I just want to go quick round table, just whether it's the 90s or the 2000s, but... Do you guys recall any really good movies with some of the best soundtracks?
Yes.
Just like, you know, whether it was actual music or whatever, but like, just Tommy, sounds like you had one right away. So we'll kick it off with you. What were some of your favorites?
Pokemon, the first movie. that soundtrack kicked ass.
Yeah.
I had it on cassette. I remember, I think, 7th or 8th grade, we had an assignment in PE class to make a step aerobics routine. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God, you're right. Yes, I do remember that.
Step aerobics, by the way, hadn't been popular for like 10 years by the time, but our teachers were still, because they bought all the stupid step boxes that are just literally plastic boxes.
Yeah.
Step aerobics is the dumbest thing ever, but all these schools bought all these step boxes. I still have them in my gym at my school. They sit in the closet. They're just taking up space. I don't use them.
Yeah.
But they bought, so we had to do the whole step aerobics unit because they had to get their money's worth for these stupid plastic boxes. And they were like, okay, you got a homework. You got a project for gym, which was not a thing. We were like, you've got to do a project for gym. Like, you got to put together a routine. And then you have to lead the whole class through this routine. And I remember me and Dave Bennett, and I can't remember who else, we put together this routine, and we played the Pokemon soundtrack, Pokemon, the first movie. Britney was on there. Vitamin C was on there.
Oh, my God.
There was some one-hit wonders on there, but I used to love that soundtrack.
Oh, my God.
I had it on cassette, and it was great.
The Power Ranger movie one.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Van Halen's on there.
Today. Still listen to it every once in a while.
Yeah. God, I remember Blade. just for the techno song,
Blood,
right?
Blood Rave.
Wayne's World. Wayne's World. The title.
Blood Rave. Forrest Gump, which I just, it's got like 50,000 songs in it, but just had the best soundtrack. And Batman Forever, because Kiss from a Rose, who didn't fall in love?
And I know this one's odd, but Good Morning Vietnam, just because my mom would play it all the time. But it was Robin Williams, and he would do like his little sketches at the beginning and then put on music.
Oh, yeah. God, there's so many just like good albums out there from movies and like even video games too. Like I remember Tony Hawk Pro Skater having like the most rad, badass.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know who also had a really good soundtrack?
What?
Tommy, you might remember this one. Eric.
Eric what? Me?
Yeah.
What the fuck
Eric.
Is that? Oh, God. Eric's music. God, if only there was evidence of that. I've been searching and searching. Tommy, you were the last known founder.
Back in high school, would make his own music in the basement.
I don't know how I did it, but I did. I got some. Yeah. When I remember, I got it on iTunes.
Yes. Somehow you collected them all, because I only had them on disc. I had them on like... So, long story short, audience, I would use the sound recorder app, and at the time, it would only allow you to record 60 seconds of whatever. So I had the microphone, and in the background, I would play like instrumental rap music or whatever, and I would make up my own raps and songs.
Kind of over your voice.
And I would literally, I think within an hour, I came up with like 30 different songs, and then I recorded it, and then I brought it to school the next day and started playing it for everybody. And I don't want to say I went viral in the school, but
it was a big hit. There was one big hit.
Yeah, it was. God, I don't even remember the song.
Start up the computer.
Yeah, start up. Start
and you
up.
Were just, you were rapping about getting on AIM. AOL is my message.
I was looking around my desktop, like, put this into my trash bin. My trash bin.
You just.
It's literally stream of consciousness.
His songs was just what he was looking at.
Yeah. Singing about what he sees, like that Family Guy episode.
Start up AIM, you know what's up.
And put this into my trash bin.
The funny thing is, like, our entire family and plus Tommy knows all the lyrics to that song, too. Like, still, 20-something years later. Jesus.
You have to try. Okay, we have to, and Eric, you got to pull out all the stops to try to find one of those tracks. And
I will
either reenact it. Post it as a reel, some way for our audience to experience one of those, at least one.
I mean, it was
fine because I have my old iTunes library. I think I have it saved on like flash drive. So
it was something like, let's see, maybe we can give people a little taste. I could try to start streaming it here so you guys can hear it. But I found the instrumental.
My God, why do you have ads?
Because I don't pay for fucking premium. Here we go. Put this into... Oh, my God. Start the computer. Start it right up. God. I don't even know. I don't remember it.
Turn on AIM, you know what's up.
Certified Gangster Jim Jones. That was one of the lines, and I didn't know that was an actual
certified
thing.
Certified Gangster Jim Jones. I put this into my trash bin. Oh, my God. I can't do it. We'll recreate it someday, but if I can't find it, we'll recreate it for sure. I've got to do it. 20-year anniversary.
You were
going to
have a serious career with this. And you gave it up.
I was going to make my parents so proud. Listen, Mom, Dad, I've done this school thing for about 10 years now, and nah, not for me. I'm going to go make it because Eminem just came out.
We got a little jingle we're going to play right now. It's the Home Depot jingle.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do our safety tip because we do have to go night-night.
We got
to
go sleepy.
Little episode. So I'm gonna be at Two Brothers Roundhouse in Aurora Thursday the 15th. Saturday the 17th, I'll be in Rochelle, and then I'll be in Indiana headlining a show at the Spot Tavern in Lafayette.
Hell yeah.
And I got a lead on a show possibly in Texas. I mean, I know I'm definitely going to Texas in July for a family trip, but I might be doing some comedy out there in the Dallas area. If we have anybody out there listening, please send me a message and say yes, do that show. Because if I don't hear from anybody, I might just not do it. I might just be lazy and just be like, no, I'm on vacation. But
yeah.
Eric, you got any?
Come follow me on TikTok and Tommy. You know, I just post stupid shit I find hilarious, and I've got almost 10,000 followers. And then I think I enter some club that maybe gives me more money I can just turn around and give, because I don't want TikTok on my taxes. So yeah. I just turn it into coins.
Do it. Do the creator fund, the creator. Yeah, do that.
I have a plug. It's not my personal Instagram, but it's a friend of mine, Asylum Hobbies. So if you're into Warhammer or any of those tabletop games, it's my buddy John. He does it. You guys should check him out. He just started it. Local here in the Chicagoland area, but it's cool stuff that they do. So go check them out.
Nice.
Look at us. Look at us with all these fucking plugs. We're so popular.
We're gonna be popular. All right. Without further ado, here is this. This was fun. I'll see you boys next week. And here is this week's safety tip.
You may think it's a good idea to cover your penis in peanut butter, but one lick, two lick, three lick, chomp. How many licks does it take to get to the center of your lollipop?